Stacy, Stacey Lundy, Lundy, 6/21/23, 9/16/79, chief complaint, chest pain. Our patient is a 44-year-old woman with history of chest wall pain right under her left breast. Patient says there was a slight redness there, and when she pushes on it, it's exquisitely tender, period. They did move this weekend, but she doesn't remember any trauma. She said her husband and her three boys did most of the move. Family history, no heart disease, but some cousins have had heart issues in the past. There has been family history of stroke. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, negative. Surgical problem, negative. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 5/29, but she's had some spotting. And no history of recent travel or strenuous activity, no review of system, no leg pain, no shortness of breath, no change of the pain with pleurisy. Patient received Toradol 60 milligram here in the emergency room and has had complete resolution of the chest pain at this time. She does have family history of stroke. She doesn't have any nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematochezia, leg swelling, pleuritic type chest pain, shortness of breath, or any other issues. Blood pressure, vitals, or no. Review of system as above, 127 pounds, 97%, 98.6, 16, 84, 123 over 64. Heart pulses, home pulses, 2, lungs clear, abdomen soft, skin shows no rash. There's one red dot under the left breast. Nothing under the right breast. The left breast, under the left breast, over the rib margin is very tender. Skin shows no other rashes or abnormality, neurological, non-focal. Assessment, chest wall pain, number 2, EKG is within normal limits, number 3, the redness in that area is non-diagnostic. I told her about shingles and how it can present, look for blisters, small blisters and clusters. She's going to look for that. That might require certain treatment. I explained to her, Nixon's echocardiogram is within normal limits. Nixon's carotid ultrasound is negative. Nixon's abdominal ultrasound is negative. Nixon's gallbladder looks normal. Nixon's pain is very much reproducible. Nixon's lower abdomen pelvic area looks normal on the ultrasound with history of abnormal periods. Nixon's gallbladder, once again, is within normal limits. Nixon's carotid ultrasound is within normal limits in face of family history of stroke. Next number, I explained to the patient that it's impossible for me to rule out myocardial infarction without enzymes and recommended enzymes evaluation in the emergency room. She declined. Her EKG is completely normal and the pain is now gone. Next number, I also told her about pulmonary embolus, and those are the things that can cause sudden death. And she says that if she gets worse or if the pain returns, she would go to the emergency room and furthermore look for any blister-like lesions consistent with herpes zoster. I also gave a prescription for Mobic, M-O-B-I-C, 15 milligram one a day for pain, anti-inflammatory. Otherwise, she will call with any other issues or problems. So go to the emergency room as we have discussed today before leaving. Thank you.